Nicolasa, N-I-C-O-L-A-S-A, first name, last name, Vasquez, V-A-S-Q-U-E-Z, born 9-10-65. Chief complaint, I'm falling apart, number one. Number two, since I had COVID, 4th of January, I feel terrible. Next number, I'm nauseous all the time. Next number, my appetite is down. Next number, I have a headache. Next number, I feel dizzy. Next number, my heart's palpitating. Next number, my legs are swollen. Next number, I'm forgetful. Next number, I have pain in my abdomen. Next number, I have swelling in my neck, which is better, but it's still there. Next number, arm pain. Next number, leg pain. Next number, my veins hurt. Next number, my arms are swelling from time to time for no reason. Our patient is a 56-year-old woman with really no past medical problems, no diabetes or high blood pressure, was diagnosed with COVID-19 on the 4th of this month, was treated with Decadron, Medrol, Dospac, Z-Pak, Bromfed, and Rocephin. Patient was doing well till the past 3 or 4 days ago. She started having the above-mentioned symptoms off and on, period. Nicaragua, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She's single. She lives with her family members. She works for Georgia Pacific doing plywood press, P-L-Y-W-O-D press. Immunization, doesn't believe immunization, allergen or drug allergy, medical problems, non-surgical problem, non-social, as above, family history, strong family history of colon cancer and stomach cancer, needs EGD and colonoscopy ASAP. She weighs 152 pounds, her weight's down a few pounds, but not significantly. Last set of blood work was in December, which was normal, by the way, 99%. 98, 18, 85, 140, over 85. Heart positive, small positive, with two lungs, few wrong abdomen, soft TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Neurological non-focal skin shows no rash, lower extremity does show a trace edema. There is slight tenderness over the right upper quadrant. Number one, she actually has lost 5 pounds, which is to be expected with COVID-19. Number two, nausea. Abdominal ultrasound shows a large gallstone, solitary gallstone, 3 centimeters to be present. Next number, referred to Dr. Walker. Next number, treated with Cipro to cool off the gallbladder. Next number, check, blood work less than a month ago was within normal limits. Next number, doesn't want to have any blood work now unless she gets worse. Next number, chest x-ray shows no evidence of pneumonia. Next number, last TSH was normal. Next number, carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number's liver and spleen look good. Next number's kidneys are normal. Next number's continue with multivitamin. Next number's continue with vitamin D. Next number's Cipro 500 twice a day. Next number's use Benadryl at night for sleep. Next number's last A1C less than a month ago was normal. Next number's kidney function, liver function less than a month ago normal. Next number's no fever. Next number, my plan was to do amylase, lipase, and further blood testing, but she wants to hold off at this time. Next number's pelvic ultrasound was done, which didn't really show much. Status post hysterectomy. Oh, by the way, she did have hysterectomy at first. She said she didn't have any surgery. So for surgical history, put hysterectomy some years ago. Next number, as far as there's vertigo, there's no evidence of carotid stenosis. Next number, as far as her lymphadenopathy in the neck, will not start any antibiotics since she just finished the course of antibiotic and just watch. Next number, as far as arm pain and leg pain, no sign of DVT or PVD was noted. This all appears to be post-COVID. We'll keep an eye on Motrin now that she's cleared her COVID and Tylenol combination, 2 and 2. Maybe twice a day. Next number, she can't work at this time because of above-mentioned symptoms, so I told her she can take 3 days off. Next number is come back in 3 to 5 days. Next number is if it gets worse, we'll come back sooner. Next number is if it gets worse, we'll go to the emergency room right away. Next number above was discussed with patient at length and given ample time to ask questions before leaving the office. Thank you.